You are listening to Food Online Radio, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, direct from Process Expo. Together, Food Online and Process Expo, helping advance the production of safe, healthy food and beverages. Food Online Radio is brought to you by Food Online, the food and beverage professionals' website of choice for information on today's industry challenges, trends, and solutions. And now, here is today's host, Todd Schnick.
All right. Good afternoon from Chicago. I'm your host, Todd Schnick. We're here at Process Expo and the Dairy Show. What a great event it's been so far. We're kicking off the afternoon session of day one of our exclusive coverage here from these great events, and we're having a great time so far. A quick shout out to Food Online and Food Online Voices, who make Food Online Radio possible, and you can find us at foodonline.com. All right. A great conversation coming up right now. We're now joined by Julian Stauffer, Manager of Packaging Systems with PTI Packaging. Julian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here. It's a great event.
Yeah, it is a great event. It's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. I know you guys are very, very busy, so appreciate you making time. Julian, we have a couple of important issues to cover, but before we go there, take a quick sec, inform the audience a bit about you and your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of PTI Packaging, what you do, how you serve your market.
Okay. Yep. So I'm Julian Stauffer, Manager of Packaging Systems at PTI, Packaging Technologies and Inspection. A little bit about myself. I've been with the company 5 years now. I'm an industrial engineer, and I've been working on the packaging machinery side of PTI. PTI, we have two divisions. We are a manufacturer of inspection equipment, and we develop inspection technologies within PTI. And then our packaging division, we're a representative. We supply packaging machinery equipment from Europe here in the U.S., and we provide all the spare parts, service, support, and sales to our U.S., Canadian, and Mexico customers.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for that. So let's focus on your line of focus here with PTI and the packaging. So walk us through some of the applications for your packaging systems that range from the individual portion packs to the bulk sizes.
Okay. So we're doing all sorts of types of products. So we're on the dry side and the liquid side of dairy applications. On the dry side, we're playing in the 1 kg to 25 kg bulk bag dry dairy powder market. And then on the liquid side, we are doing anything really from 1 ounce liquid dairy product to 5 kg, 20 kg, 10 kg tubs of cottage cheese, sour cream, cream cheese, yogurts, yogurts with fruit on the bottom. Mm. We also do retort applications where we're sterilizing the dairy product in a dolly system.
Go deeper on that. That sounds interesting. I've not really heard about that before.
The dolly system is the retort application is where the package is in like a pressure vessel, and we're shaking the package back and forth at a low speed. And the package has to have a little bit of headspace in it in order to properly process and sterilize that dairy product.
Fascinating. We've not talked about that technology on this show yet. Oh, thank you for doing that. Anything else you need to cover there?
Yeah, so also with sterilization of products, our Waldner filling and sealing equipment out of Germany, we're doing all sorts of sterilization systems. We're hot filling the product, which is standard in the industry. We're using peroxide, which is standard in the industry, where you sterilize the cup, sterilize the lid. But that's using chemicals to sterilize the package. And now we're looking at using different types of systems. Pulse light is a new system from Clarinor. And we're using that to sterilize the cups and lids down to a log reduction of 10 to the minus 4.
Wow.
So that's a new technology that we're using on about you know, 40 to 50% of the Waldner machines that are coming onto the market.
Interesting. Okay. So obviously a big focus on the dairy side of that. Anything very interesting and unique going on in the specific dairy space that we should be aware of, trends, coming products?
Well, I think we see that most companies want to have a cleaner label.
Hmm.
You know, they
what do you
want
mean by cleaner label?
More organic,
got
less
it.
Ingredients. It doesn't really impact our machine as much, but just as I was speaking about the chemicals from the peroxide, that Clarinor Pulse Light is a very nice new technology that allows for that cleaner product. And, you know, the machines that we want to use in the dairy industry then become simpler. We want to have simpler, still flexible, highly capable machines, but we want to simplify. So just like the ingredients on the package are getting simpler, we want to help by simplifying our equipment as well.
Got it. I got it. Well, I'm still thinking about the system ranges that you have, from individual portion packs to the bulk size bags. It seems to me that there's an increased desire for different types of packaging. I mean, I'm just curious what some of the factors are in driving growth in both food and dairy packaging by manufacturers today.
Oh yeah, definitely. We are hitting all sorts of different types of packaging. So when we go from portion packs to the bulk size bags, we're also entering two different types of packages. Portion packs or maybe cups or a sachet or a pouch, and then a bulk size bag is just a big multi-walled bag. On the more portion size, we're getting into, say, spouted pouches, where the customer doesn't really even need to use a spoon or a fork or a knife with the product. They're just squeezing it straight out of the pouch, and they're drinking it or they're pouring it onto whatever product they're making.
Got it. Fascinating. So how does this work in terms of developing and innovating new products? Does Julian sit around and say, I think I'm going to make a 5-kilogram size today? Or how much of this is driven by the industry and what they're doing?
You know, really, our customers are the innovators. They're the ones that come to us with the ideas. PTI, we are a vessel for them to implement their ideas in the market. We help, we provide the equipment that allows them to do it, but we need to customize our equipment to their brilliant ideas. You know, so we're really customizing whatever new crazy idea that comes to the market. We've been in products where we want to seal the spout into the pouch in our machine, not that the package is all pre-made. So really the customer comes to us saying, hey, this is the idea that we have now. And then we go ahead and we implement that.
Well, I'm going to steal the phrase that our customers are the true innovators. That says a lot about PTI. But obviously, PTI is known in the industry as a leader and an innovator. Talk about the internal culture of your organization, how you guys are able to adapt to these crazy customer ideas that turn out to be amazing products.
Yeah. At PTI, it's all about teamwork, communication. And at the bottom of every email, our signature, it's commitment and integrity. So teamwork, we really need to make sure that our entire team is aware of the project so that at any point in time, anyone from our team can really support you or support the customer with whatever they need. And then, you know, commitment and integrity is just doing what you say you're going to do and doing everything you possibly can to get the job done.
Well, if you follow that philosophy, you're going to do pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about when you're sourcing for packaging equipment, you talk about how you supply packaging machinery equipment. What are some of the key considerations that manufacturers should be considering when they're getting ready to make that move?
So I think when manufacturers are about to buy a piece of equipment, first of all, they probably already know what they need in order to buy a piece of equipment. But as we move forward, people always say they want their 2-year payback on the machine, which is fine. But let's make sure that we factor in everything, because they buy maybe a cheaper piece of machine, but then after 2 years, okay, they paid it back, but they're buying a crazy amount of spare parts, a crazy amount of service. It's really about the total cost of ownership of a piece of equipment. You really want to consider, okay, you have a high investment cost up front. You buy a service package, you buy a spare parts package, and over time, a high quality piece of equipment will last a lot longer. And you want to make sure that, you know, okay, you get your 2-year payback, but you want to make sure that that machine's running for 20 years. Not that over that 20-year period, you need to buy a ton of spare parts and you need to constantly be maintaining it. You want that machine to be running. So it's really not just about the lowest cost piece of machine. It's about the total cost of ownership and really, looking at all the factors that from day one that machine's in your facility to 20 years from now, that it still has the right quality, the right fill accuracy that you're looking for. You don't want to be overfilling cups,
right,
and sending product out the door and losing money.
Well, I certainly appreciate an organization that sees and understands the total cost of ownership. Well, everyone understands that, and that's frustrating. But there does come a time for maintenance and spare parts, and it sounds like that's an important service offering that you provide as well.
Yes.
Talk about how you guys do that.
Yep. So what we do is we provide service contracts where we're maybe doing an annual or a semi-annual maintenance visit to our customers' facilities. It all depends on what the customer wants. And if the customer wants a 3-year package or a 5-year package, we can draw it up for them. And the customer also has, a maintenance procedure themselves to implement for, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly maintenance that they can do on the machine as well. But really, the way we support it, we're out of Tuckahoe, New York. We have a bunch of service techs for all of our product lines. And we're there to support our customers. If they want a 24-hour service, we could provide that to them. Most nowadays, people don't need that as much. The machines just run.
Yeah.
They have a high quality to them. But some customers do request that, and we have to see that we're always available for them.
Well, I bet your maintenance crew is oftentimes pretty bored, which is probably a good problem to have. So, I love coming to this show, Julian, because every year I come and I walk around and I see what's going on. And I say, all right, the industry's done it. Can't get any better than this. They can't do it any better than this. Then the next show, they've done it. They've gotten better. So, I mean, there's always going to be innovating going on and new developments in packaging and all that. What trends there? What new products should we be keeping an eye on the next couple of years?
I believe that spouted pouches is a product that's going to come out. It's probably going to hit more in the dairy industry now, mm-hmm. yogurts in a spouted pouch. Mm-hmm. The issue with spouted pouches, it's a higher cost package than what people are used to eating yogurt.
Right.
So with that will come a high quality. The customers will differentiate that spouted pouch from what's in a cup. It'll somehow have a higher quality, it'll taste better, and they'll be able to redeem the price.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, exciting stuff ahead. Julian, if you've been...
Sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Another aspect, in cream cheese or dip products that are out there, they're including all new types of ingredients. They're making things taste better. That's another area where we see in the next 3 to 5 years we're going to have a lot more cream cheeses that are out there that are more like a dip. product.
Oh, well, that makes me happy to think about that. All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, you go into your local deli and you get Lox cream cheese spread, or you get all these different types of spreads. That's going to come more.
Oh, that's well, that's something worth looking forward to. So, Julian, I don't think you're the only packaging vendor that's in this building right now. So, and if people have been listening to this conversation, they should already have the answers to these questions. But let me give you one last chance. What does set PTI apart from some of the others out there?
Well, what sets PTI apart is quality. You know, we provide...
That machine that lasts 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. We provide machines from companies that have... Waldner has 100 years experience in the industry. German supplied Steriflow out of France. They have 50 years experience in the industry. So these companies, they have a high quality. They've developed the technologies. They have the experience. So I believe that that's what differentiates us. And PTI, we make inspection systems. We make systems to provide process control, to make sure that the production line is producing what it should. And we want to be providing the equipment that can produce a high quality product for our customers.
And plus, no one else has Julian, so
yeah.
there's that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Julian, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about PTI packaging?
They can contact us at PTI. Our website is www.ptipacktech.com. They can reach us by phone. It's 914-337-2005. Or they can come on to, I already talked about the website. They can send an email to info@ptiusa.com.
All right. Julian Stauffer, Manager of Packaging Systems with PTI Packaging. Julian, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us. And good luck with the rest of the show.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
It was for me as well. All right. That's all the time we have for now. On behalf of our producer, Floyd Fischel, our associate producer, Jeanette Crawford, and all of us at Food Online, I am Todd Schnick. Food Online Radio. We'll be right back.